creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Today on Culture Click, we learn about ChangeX, a platform for change in communities around the world. Their mission is to build community well-being by unleashing the potential of changemakers everywhere. ChangeX started in Ireland and has since spread to Minneapolis and now Winona, Minnesota, with the help of Engage Winona. Nev McKenna and Jen Aspengren were on hand at Outpost Winona for the kickoff of ChangeX Winona. I'm here with Jen Aspengren. She's from ChangeX in Minneapolis, which came over from Ireland. Is that right?
That's right. And we're really focused on expanding across Minnesota. ChangeX expanded to Minnesota about a year ago in September 2016. And now we're tonight in Winona launching a new partnership with Blue Cross Blue Shield Center for Prevention, where we'll be really focusing on greater Minnesota. So we're really excited to be launching that partnership here in Winona. We've heard so many great things about Winona and about so many active citizens here and folks that are really engaged. So we're just thrilled to partner with Engage Winona and hold this great event at the Outpost tonight.
Okay. What made you pick Winona to do this kickoff?
You know, it was a really easy choice. As we kind of spoke with folks at Blue Cross and talked to some community members across the state who kind of knew what the buzz was in different cities across Minnesota, many people pointed to Winona and all the great things that are happening here. So it was really easy for us to get in touch with Brian and hear so much about what's happening here, and that made the choice even easier.
Nev McKenna also spoke to Winona residents about the details of ChangeX.
I'll just give you a little bit of our story, kind of how ChangeX came about and what our vision is, and then Jen will tell you a little bit about what we're doing here in Minnesota and our kind of plan for the next couple of months as we spread around greater Minnesota. So kicking off here. Yeah, so ChangeX started in Ireland, and so almost 4 years ago now. And so our ambition is very much global, but we're kind of just focused right now on Ireland and Minnesota. So we started because, so our founder, Paul, had worked in an organization called Ashoka. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it, but it's a global network of social entrepreneurs. So these are people who are working on innovative solutions to social problems. And we could see that these solutions existed in different pockets all around the world, but they very rarely spread from one region to another. So what we wanted to do with ChangeX is use technology to spread the solutions that already work and put them in the hands of people and communities like all of you who care about your local area. And you can use the solutions that are working elsewhere and apply them with a little bit of adaption or whatever it needs for the local context to the challenges that you face. So we have around 60 ideas now on the platform. So all of those ideas they've already gained traction, they already have impact in a number of places. And then we've packaged them in such a way that there's a 5-step guide, there's a mentor program, that anyone who wants to take one of these ideas they have all the tools and resources they need to get them started.
How can more community members get involved? Like, I know there was quite a good turnout here tonight, but then how can we spread that across the community, do you think?
So ChangeX is open to everyone. It's not sort of just for people to use in their professional life or just for parents or just for teachers or folks who are sort of the usual suspects when it comes to civic engagement. What we really want to do is make it easy to make change. So what we've done is created a platform where we package up some of the world's best ideas for community change and put them into an easily digestible 5-step guide that anyone can take and make something happen in their community. So as folks across Winona sort of think about what they're passionate about, whether it's health or environment or education or inclusivity, we have ideas on the platform that they can go on and search and download a 5-step guide and get started today. So it's really easy. That's a lot of how we've designed it, is just really with community members in mind.
So I'm just going to show you a little bit more of how it works and just bring it. So yeah, our vision is that every community is thriving, and we think that how our contribution to that, I suppose, is that we make it easier for people to create the communities they love by connecting them with ideas that already work and the resources they need to get those ideas up and running. So our big goal is to improve life for 1 billion people over the next 10 years. We're not entirely sure how we're going to get there just yet, but we'll take it one step at a time and hopefully we can get there. Yeah, so I'm just going to tell you one little story that will hopefully bring this to life. So we launched last September in Minneapolis, and so we've had about like over 100 people now actually take ideas from the platform and start them. But one of these stories was a guy called Phil Johnson, who lived just outside Minneapolis and had recently retired. And he somehow heard about ChangeX, went on to find this idea called Men Sheds. So Men Sheds is now a global movement that actually originates in Australia. And a men shed is just a space in the community where men can go, so no matter what age they are, although it's often kind of older, retired men. And they can carry out all sorts of projects. They like build things, make things, share skills, like do things around the community. And so Phil decided that he would start the first Men Sheds in Minnesota. So in Hopkins, right, is the first Men Shed. So he has about 10 men that meet up every week. They do different projects around the community. They're actually still looking for like a full-time space, I think. They had a kind of temporary space. And he's now supporting two other sheds, actually three other sheds. We just had our third one last week, get started around the state. So that's an idea that originated in Australia, has spread kind of to about 10 countries now, and is slowly beginning to spread across Minnesota. So that's just one example kind of how this works.
So what if you have your own idea and you want to bring that to the table? How does that work?
Yeah, we would love to hear about the great things that are already happening in Winona and across Minnesota. So we're always happy to have people get in touch with us and tell us what they're up to. And then if it's an idea that has a proven track record, we can work with the creator to package it up and spread it across Minnesota. And then actually we also work in Ireland. So across the world is really our goal. So our vision is to create thriving communities across the world. And what we really want to do is improve life for a billion people in the next 10 years. So we really can't do that on our own. We need to hear great ideas that are happening from folks across Minnesota. And then we also are excited to see folks taking the ideas that are already there and implementing them here in Winona.
Okay, great. I noticed there's a lot of programs for younger people, you know, kids and stuff like that. Are there also programs for older people, and can they kind of cross paths, you know, generationally?
Yeah, so there are ideas for every age group. So we talked a little bit about some of the education ideas, but we also talked a little bit about men's sheds. So there's an idea that's focused on retired men, really thinking about the amount of men who retire and then experience social isolation and really wanting to create spaces where they can feel connected. That's one example. So they create a men's shed where men get together once or twice a week and work on a project that they decide, whether it's woodworking or community service. It's really up to the group, and the goal is really to have those men feel connected. So we have ideas that really span the lifespan.
Okay.
A couple of other ideas that we're excited to be expanding. Kaboom. So many of us know Kaboom from the play structures, like they build giant play sets. But this is actually another iteration of Kaboom, which is all around what they call play spaces, places. For all kids. So it's kind of turning bus stops or crosswalks or like different places into spaces that feel artful and community oriented and a little bit more fun to sort of create community placemaking and make things a little bit more energized.
Community members then broke into groups to discuss ideas.
Gather in that corner for education. Maybe right up here for environment. Here for health. And down near the snacks for inclusion.
Well, I guess inclusion's the only
And then we should have a little bit in the middle that will be community.
So could we hear a little bit from the environment group? Just a little bit about what you all talked about?
Okay. Well, we started talking about community gardens. There is one currently, but it's got a bit of a waiting list. And there are a few other churches that have some space, but there are other places where there could be plots, but it hasn't really been coordinated yet. It seems like it would be a pretty low-hanging fruit to get something accomplished in that sense. And then we kind of just started talking about, it seems like there are a lot of pretty small projects that would be about the right scope for smaller groups of volunteers around, whether it's trash pickup, it's Latch Island Beach or, you know, Bluffs or going around to different places pulling invasive species. If there were just a couple people there, they kind of could guide with a little bit of expertise for identifying the right things and making sure you're pulling the right stuff out of the ground.
What about the health group?
Yeah, I was interested in working on the teen center. We were talking about lack of access to mental health treatment in Winona, even when you're in crisis, and how kind of the reflex is to involve the police, especially with teenagers.
I didn't get to go to the community island at all, so I'd love to hear what happened there.
The last thing that we talked about, which I thought was really intriguing, was the idea of doing a podcast for the Winona community.
I'm from Winona, and I've lived here most of my life, and I don't know most of the people in Winona on a personal level, but everything in the news, the newspapers is always like, you know, letter to the editor, I'm on this side of things, and they just argue for their side, but you don't understand who they are, or where their background is, where they're coming from. So I thought it'd be interesting. Like, I have this crazy notion in my head that you could just interview people in Winona and get their perspective and find out more about just their stories, and maybe not even talk about politics or, like, why they're arguing for one side of things. Just kind of have that. Everybody gets to hear somebody's story.
Education group back there. Did we have any breakthrough insights, ideas?
Couple of things.
Yeah.
I had mentioned Sugata Mitra. Mm-hmm. He did a TED Talk a couple of years back about cloud learning and the education system. It is called the Soul System, and it emphasizes critical thinking as opposed to, you know, memorizing information.
Cool. And then finally, to the inclusion group down here.
I actually have a question.
Yeah.
People can weigh in on some things, but one thing we heard often, some engagement on dialogues and hear often, is we want to be inclusive, but we don't know how. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, you know, whether you're an organization or a group, or how do we infuse inclusivity into our programming, our events? Is there like a toolkit or how to be inclusive, especially when maybe people aren't sure what that means or what that looks like or what the considerations are, you know, whether it's childcare or language barriers. So just curious if there's any of these toolkit type of things that can be applied.
In terms of getting a kind of a cross-section of communities, I know that Welcoming America have some amazing toolkits. And so they put together like really practical guides around like reaching out to other communities, ways to, yeah, like really practical things like childcare and like cultural considerations, like all that kind of stuff.
What excites you the most about bringing this ChangeX to Winona and beyond? What is the most exciting part about it?
Well, I'm from Minnesota, and my mom went to St. Teresa's in Winona, so I spent much of my childhood coming down to Winona. So Winona has a special place in my heart, and I also just have heard so many great things about Winona. So we're just really thrilled to be here tonight, launching this new partnership with Center for Prevention with Blue Cross, and really meeting so many people who are so passionate about improving their communities and really making Winona a great place to live.
Okay. And then if there are people out there who want to get involved, what's the website or where can they go online to find more information out?
Yeah, great question. So we'd love to have folks go on to changex.org. And if they sign up, then they'll start getting our newsletter, which we send out just a couple times a month. And it just has inspiring stories of what folks across the state are doing. So it's really, it's just a great space to sort of see what else is going on. So we'd love to have folks sign up at changex.org.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, I've been talking to Jen Aspengren. And we're down here at Winona Outpost with Engage Winona and ChangeX. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Jen Aspengren and Nev McKenna from ChangeX for joining us today. We would also like to thank Engage Winona and Outpost Winona for allowing us to take part in the ChangeX Winona kickoff.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.